COVID is going to get me if I'm not going to LA Fitness. That's the only way I'm going to be safe. I need to go to LA Fitness right now for my health.
No. So, just say I'm not going. I'm doing it for my health.
Recorded on Zoom, it's the Diamond of Truth podcast.
What's up, guys?
What it do, what baby?
Yo, Diamond of Truth here, and it's officially November 13th, Friday the 13th. So, guys, I know all of us yesterday were able to go on Walmart.com, and we were one of the first ones at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern to get our PS5s. We were able to get them. They told us that we could do it now. We could go on the site. We could click it. We could put our PS5 in the box, and we would get it. Or if you couldn't get it then, you got it at 3 o'clock p.m. But if you didn't get it then, I know y'all got it by 6, right? So all of us were here, were successful and able to get a PS5 by the end of yesterday, correct?
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. You got a soundboard.
That is a resounding no from all of us over here. Yesterday was the official release for PS5, and if you hadn't pre-ordered it I think it was in September when those links were live and no one really knew. We talked about that, but yesterday was the official day where Walmart said, and I think it was only really Walmart that had links that you could just, that told you at a certain time, we're going to have inventory at 12 p.m. and then we're going to have it at 3 p.m. and then we're going to have it at 6. And I think they even had one at 9. So they had different times that you could get it. But due to the great people, all these bots and scalpers that are picking these things up, it was almost impossible to get a console unless you were lucky enough to get it. But Ken, you said, and this kind of hurt me because I'm a teacher as well. You said a teacher friend of yours was actually able to get a PS5 yesterday.
Yeah, he said he got it while he was teaching. You should have been on there while you were teaching.
I should have, man. I should have been.
Use that teacher time wisely.
I should have told my kids, it's going to be independent time right now. Don't bother Mr. Boyso. I'm going to be over here doing something important schoolwork on this other computer. And if you see Mr. Boyso jump up happily, just know that something good happened.
Y'all pass. Y'all get A's.
Man, I you know what? I even had that idea, like I'm gonna set my laptop on my other computer aside and be ready by 12 o'clock so I can get it. But of course 12 came and I completely forgot about it. So I did check the car. I said, you know what, let me just see what it was. 12:08, let me just see what happens. I think the website was crashed. I think it was broken. I think it was like Walmart said, our website is not even up.
Yeah, I heard some of the captchas actually stop people from being able to buy them. Because they typed in all the info, they were ready to check out, but then they had to type in a captcha, but then they took too long, so someone else was able to buy the thing that was in their cart already.
Exactly. Yeah.
You didn't identify those crosswalks fast enough.
Right?
Nope.
Yeah, what's funny is I found out, well, I mean, there was a comment about that. They're saying the reason why that Google has all those identify traffic lights, crosswalks, and buses and bikes and all that stuff is because they're saying we're basically crowdfunding training their AI smart cars to drive on their own.
Really?
So that's why it makes you identify all those kinds of things.
Fund their smart computers and devices that are taking over our homes.
Yep. But of course, since we're human, we can fail the captcha pretty easily, and you know, a bot who's not as smart gets through.
Right. So what should have just happened was I should have just been able to say, "Okay, Google, buy me a PS5."
Right.
Say something right now. Don't say nothing, Google.
PS5. What? Is it ordering?
Google Shopping is Thomas Lighting PS5 recessed lighting fixture kit from isabelslighting.com for $25.20.
Should I add that to your card?
No.
Hell no.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they need to make pre-orders uncapped for, you know, the official distributors.
They do.
Yeah, you know, the way Apple does it. If they would do that and guarantee us a PS5 at, you know, MSRP, I would gladly prepay that crap on the spot.
I would too. I would do it. Have it already paid for, ready.
Right? Doesn't that make sense?
Cut her off.
Hold on, I'm gonna cut Google off. Google, unless you're gonna buy me a PS5, stop talking.
Exit stage left.
Oh man, Google doing all this talking but not doing enough buying for me. Where were you when I was trying to buy a PS5 yesterday, Google?
You didn't buy the right bots.
Exactly. Should have got the Alexa. I knew I should have got Alexa.
There was an update to that, because with Alexa, if you say play your notifications, it tells you what you just bought from Amazon, like the actual description.
Oh no.
So now they were like, when we had her play the notification yesterday, it said we're refraining from describing the items bought just in case it's a gift.
Spoiler, especially for the holiday season.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. So PS5s are not available at all. The website on Sony's site says that if you check back tomorrow for availability, don't know how availability will be. And Vic, you were saying it's going to be like a queue, like they had some type of line or something.
Yeah, they have a queue going on where you basically line up digitally. And then when it's your turn, they give you a unique URL to access the store. And then they give you like 5 or 10 minutes to buy your stuff. But if it glitches out in you and there's no PS5 there, your 5 or 10 minutes have gone to waste.
You know what other place does that?
What's that?
Yeezy Supply.
With the shoes?
Sneakers?
Yeah, Yeezy. So for the Yeezys, they have you wait in a waiting room. And then they're like, oh, it's your turn to buy. I haven't bought anything there because it always says, oh, some error happened, and I'm back in the waiting room waiting another 15 minutes.
What if your size is not available?
So you're SOL.
And that's what you were
just
saying.
Just buy it and flip it.
I haven't tried buying anything from there because every time I do it, they flag me as a bot. Mm-hmm. And then I'm locked out of Foot Locker and Finish Line.
Flag you as a bot? So if you get flagged as a bot, does that mean we could have used you to get a PS5?
Man, I'm like the worst bot in there.
Are you using a VPN?
No, I don't have one of those. I don't know, because I have them on my phone too, and I don't know. I'm like 3CPO of bots.
The slow, always 5 steps behind in the line. Well, since there was a queue, and if it was your turn to buy, you have your 5 and 10 minutes to buy, and there happens to be no system available. But Vic, you said there could be controllers, though. Controllers and what?
There would be controllers and other accessories like the headset available still.
Oh, yeah. So
what the hell am I going to do with that without a PS5? Yeah,
what the hell? What am I going to do without the damn console?
Oh, man. I find it really funny that a lot of people are just making fun of this and just taking a PS2 and like a PS3 and just taping it together, or PS4 and a PS1. I find those real funny because that's the only way people are going to get a PS5 and just get by the holiday season. Just taking two of them, duct tape them together, and there you go. Oh, hey.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
Thank you. There we go. There we go. So that's on the Sony front. The Microsoft front, they're very quiet, actually. And I really don't know how much. I'm sure there's the Xbox, both of them, because there's two of them that came out, are sold out, and they're just as hard to get as the PlayStation. But they're really quiet on when availability is going to come back again. We said last week, I think PlayStation is going to be available on Black Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it's in a couple weeks, but I don't know about Xbox, but But I was telling Vic before we started the show that, man, I remember when the console wars was a big thing, when the new consoles came out, and it was always seemed to be like PlayStation and Microsoft that are always coming around like days between each other. And then Nintendo kind of did its own thing like a week later or something like that. But I remember when the Wii came out in 2006 and my dad went to go pick one up. This was around my birthday. And there had just been like a big incident at one of the malls, right? And my dad went the next day to go pick it up. And my dad just calling different places to find where he could find a Wii. So he found one and he went and got the Wii and he had it in a box. And as he was in the bag, as he was coming out the store, he was bum rushed by the news station. They just came, they ran up to him. And he's like, sir, what do you think about the incident that happened here last night? And my dad, you know, he, anytime a microphone's put in front of my father, he thinks he's the most important person in the world. But he's like, well, you know, I think the craziness thing is that thing just happened to happen that, and then he just cut him off.
He was about one to take go, Virgil.
One take Virgil, right? He was about to go real deep and everything, and they just cut him off, right?
That's funny.
We kept it on our DVR for months, and then we mysteriously got a new system, and then it went away.
That's funny because I could have provided real commentary.
Yeah, you were actually there that day. That was crazy. You said you were.
I was.
Oh man, that's crazy. That was a
wait. What happened though? What was the incident?
So at the mall, there was a shooting at the mall the day before, and I think the Saturday before. And
yeah.
And Vic said he was actually at the mall. He when he saw him running away and stuff, or heard him running away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was one of the idiots walking towards the food court. Everyone was running away, and all the stores were bringing down their shutter. they were barring up all the stores. I remember they're like, "What the hell's going on?" Because we bought movie tickets, so we were like, "All right, it's time to go watch our movie now." We're just walking towards there, and everyone's like panicking and running away. I saw this one girl; she was running past me. She was crying. I'm like, "Why are you crying?" You know, I was so oblivious to what was going on because I was on the other side of the mall when it happened, so I didn't hear the shooting. But I saw the results of it.
Oh man!
Yeah, because
we
wanted to return our tickets because we were like, I don't think we should still be here, so let's get our money back. And then we went to the box office. They said, okay, you have to go upstairs to go to customer service. So the escalator going upstairs is actually where the shooting happened. So as we're going all the way, we were riding the escalator up. If you look over the side, which, you know, I did, you see the guy, he's laying on the floor. There's a pool of blood next to his leg. And like, what happened here today? Because we missed it. I was like, whoa, what happened here?
Yeah, and the next day the Nintendo Wii came out and everybody was fighting over Wiis that day. So it was a whole weekend full of incidents, one of shooting and one of a craziness of the Wiis. So oh,
wow.
Man. So console wars are going to be a little safer this year in 2020. You know, it's not going to be as craziness because the malls are kind of shut down right now. So you're not going to have those incidents going on. 2006 was a crazy time. So is 2020. You're not going to have as crazy times getting a console. So, I mean, I'm kind of glad that the consoles are happening this way because, man, people are crazy. So going to stores, getting a console and being in lines. We talked about this last week, how crazy it would have been if people were actually going to the stores getting these consoles. But, hey, people, if you can't get a PS5 and an Xbox right now, just wait. They'll be out later. And in probably about a year, they're going to have a PS5 Pro and an Xbox, whatever they call it.
They'll probably fix the bugs.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but if you can get one, hey, lucky you. Enjoy it.
Good on you.
Yep. All right. When we come back, Isaiah's going to tell us what his drink of the month is.
DOT will be right back.
Man, before we get into our great drink of the month segment that Isaiah's been each week been doing this. He's been showing us his drink each day before the session and getting some good ideas from you, man. Getting some good ideas from for the things that you've been showing us and showing us the finer sides of our taste buds. But I wanted to show y'all this because, and I know Ken, and I know you, you know, before this all went down, you were big and going to the gym. And so was I. I had an LA, I think we both had LA memberships for a little while. So I got this email from LA Fitness like a few days ago that I just laughed at because I'm really wondering if they care more about me working out or if they care more about me trying to not get COVID. Because the email says, Virgil, come back. Our clubs are a safe place to work out, right? And it says, in all caps, do it for your health. So I'm really worried, like, my health. So you want me to work out? I understand you want me to work out and be healthy, but there's also a pandemic outside that's killing people, and you want me to risk my life to come to your gym, and my health's gonna be better if I'm at your gym than it is gonna be me being at home.
No way.
Well, so
working out makes you breathe harder.
I've actually been going back to LA. It's since what am I? I'm on. It's my eighth week of going back.
How's it?
So it's changed. It's changed. So you know how we started spiking back up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the first couple weeks, although you just had to wear your mask on and keep it on. You could slide it off when you're. Cause they got the cardio machine spaced out. The weights are still the same. So you just got to, you know, move over from the person you're working with. So when everything started spiking back up, I guess it's the manager. He's been going around making sure people keep their mask on. Mm-hmm. And now after you scan your badge in, they take your temperature.
Oh yeah.
And I made the mistake the first day. My water bottle is only half full. None of the water stations are open. Hand sanitizers and equipment cleaners and paper towels. Like every section has one. So you're supposed to wipe it down before you work out and wipe it down after.
Yeah, that's what the guy in this video says. He's really in depth in telling you about how they're keeping their equipment clean. And such, and which I believe, I'm sure they're doing
everything. Yeah, and someone goes around like almost every hour, I guess, wiping all the machines down,
which is good. I just wish they wouldn't tell me that I should be doing it for
your health.
Like, if I don't go, I'm gonna die. My health is COVID is gonna get me if I'm not going to LA Fitness. That's the only way I'm going to be safe. I need to go to LA Fitness right now for my health.
No. So,
just say I'm not going. I'm doing it for my health.
Oh man. Well, Ken, that's good to know that you've been going there. So let us know how your health is in a couple of weeks, man. So hopefully you.
I don't know, man.
If I'm gonna go outside to risk my health, I'm not gonna go to a gym. I'm gonna go out to eat. Are you crazy?
Check back every 14 days.
Gonna go to Honey Pig.
Yeah. who's gonna celebrate by working out? It ain't worth the risk, man. If I'm gonna die, I better go die celebrating
with some pork belly in my hand.
That's what I was about to say. Like, sorry, he died with meat in his hands. What kind of meat?
Oh man.
That's a good way to go.
That is. Oh, man.
Pork belly on one hand, poncho on the other.
Take that, Ellie Fitness. That's how serious I'm taking my health.
He's not doing what he loves.
Oh, man. All right. So as we said, we have a story time with Isaiah. Well, he will inform us on his drink of the month.
Gather around, everyone. It's story time with Isaiah.
All right, fam. Yep, so no dad story today. It was a busy week, so I didn't have time to dig deep into the archives. But, well, I'm a little overdue, but yep, I got my drink of the month. I finally finished the bottle of cognac. I had the last couple glasses on Ken's birthday, so giving a late
Ooh.
Belated birthday shout out to our boy, man. Kenny.
Happy belated, man. Burp, burp.
Thank you. I'm 21.
Legal drinking age. Yep. So, yeah, for this month, I wish you guys can see it, or our viewers, but I picked up a bottle of Suntory whiskey, Toki. So this is a Japanese whiskey. And, you know, it's been actually, like, super popular in the past couple of years, like, Japanese whiskey. It's, like, it's been the rave. Apparently, the scenario now is, you know, it's super high in demand, but, you know, they're not making enough of it. So that's why the prices on some of these bottles is ridiculous. Like, it goes to, like, several thousands of dollars. So me not trying to break the bank or anything, you know, I picked up a nice $35 bottle of whiskey. Yeah, budget friendly. So I've been doing some research and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, which whiskey to get. And then a lot of people recommended this Suntory Toki whiskey is a good one to start out with. So I already had two glasses today, and it's really pleasant to drink. Believe it or not, like, you know, when you think of, like, whiskey, like, it's, like, you know, harsh sometimes, but this one, like, just, like, the initial smell, it, like, literally smells like green apples. It has a nice, like, green apple, like, flowery smell to it, and, like, once you drink it, it's, like, smooth, but it still has, like, that burn at the end, like, that punch. So I do like that at the end. So yeah. But it's good. I definitely recommend it to you guys. If you guys want to try it out, go to your local liquor store and see if they have it. This one's actually pretty common. So yeah.
What's the name one more time?
That's good. The Suntory Whiskey Toki.
Suntory Whiskey.
You're gonna have to send that in a text message. I'm not gonna remember.
Nice.
Wow, but I like it. It's really nice to drink, and then. They actually recommend making a highball out of this too, which is really good. It's just basically like the whiskey with a club soda and ice in a high glass. So it's like a nice refreshing different take on it. But yeah, man. So that's the drink of the month, you know, like that's been the goal. I think ever since I moved down here, like I try to get something different each month. Like the first month was like mezcal, and second month was like a rum. The third month was cognac. Like, you know, so even though we can't travel a lot during this time, you know, I'm still traveling the globe one liquor at a time, right?
His taste buds traveling.
Yeah, so gotta make the best of these times, right? So, it's good. I like it. I like this. So cheers and happy belated birthday to Kenny.
Thank you. Thank you.
And speaking of Kenny, man, so who could forget when we checked in with Kenny during his birthday last year, when he wasn't being sober, he gave us this greatness.
Ken will provide the alcohol.
There you go.
Speaking of Ken, we're going to try to get Ken on the phone. Let's see. Let's get Ken on the phone. I'm going to call him. If he doesn't pick up, oh, well, we'll see. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. Live, baby?
Yeah, we live, man. What's up with you, man?
Oh, God.
Nothing, man. About to eat.
You about to eat, man. What you about to eat?
You know, Iron Age.
Oh, Iron man, Age. This guy.
Where's the Henny, Kenny?
Huh?
Where's the Henny?
In the car.
Thanks for listening.
Yo, that Victor's oh god will always
get me always. I love it. I love it.
Kenny, put down that Henny. This is the Diamond of Truth podcast.
All right. So one of the biggest games that was anticipated, I guess, for this year was in the last couple of years, they were talking about it was Square Enix when they said they were doing the this Avengers game, this Marvel Avengers game. And we know how big the Marvel universe is and how much money they made from all their movies through the last 10, 11 years. So when Square Enix was announced and they were making a game based off Avengers, you would think, oh wow, Square Enix, great game developer company, taking a Marvel Avengers, and you saw the videos, you saw the promotions, and like, oh, this is gonna be a good game. But when it came out, and none of us can really say, we didn't really play it, but it just didn't do what Square Enix wanted it to do. And they, it says that they reportedly, this is make sure I give the people their credit, I think it's Comic Book Reports, reporting that they are going to lose up to $63 million in this quarter, and the biggest part of that is due to the game Marvel Avengers. And man, that's like a big hit for Square, that they put over, well, close to $200 million just to get the game's promotion and developed. So man, that's a big hit for them on this game. They were hoping that was going to be big. I think in the article it says they only, yeah, only sold around 60% of its expected copies. So
that's such a big IP too.
It is.
The name itself should have sold the damn game.
Yeah. Well, weren't people clowning it for the character designs?
I think
the offset of the real actors.
Yeah, like the knockoffs, and then yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, people can get over a look, but if the gameplay is not there, the gameplay is not the game.
That's true.
And my wife and I were talking about this game. My wife loves like the superhero game. She plays all those Lego games, right? So she played the Lego. I think they made an Avengers Lego game. And she loves those games because it really takes on the actual story of the movie. So if you're playing those games, you can follow the actual story. You're not going to have the real voice actors, of course, but you're still playing the actual movie. So I don't think this game, this Avengers game, follows the movie, but it's really amazing that this game, I think, which even had a co-op mode, I believe, into it, I think, did so bad. And like you said, Vic, the name alone, you think it would have just did well, but I think it just had, we talked offline how it probably just came out at a bad time, and how it just wasn't living up to the name. You know, it just wasn't doing what they thought it was going to do. And Square, it's bad to see this be attached to Square Enix, because Square Enix, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think they have many games that are flops, right? I don't think they have many games that are considered
OG-14.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. That was, yeah. What was that, 1.0 they call it?
I was part of that.
Yeah.
I experienced the original 14.
which was amazing that happened. And they, and since they redid it, and it's now one of the, I think, one of the best MMOs technically that's out there right now. It's especially with the expansions they've had. But Square Enix, mm-hmm. you think of them as a great RPG, horse of Final Fantasies, and other games. So to see this one be a big flop for them, and I don't know, but I really thought that this was a big task for them when this was announced. It looked good, but I think it was something that Square went out of their realm doing, because
well, actually, they got the Deus Ex people to do it, Eidos.
Right. Okay. Mm. Okay.
So that people actually kind of, there's a group of people who are actually celebrating the flop of the Avengers game, because they're like, this is karma. You canceled our next Deus Ex game for this.
Ooh. See?
Yeah. Because that had a big following.
Yeah. So apparently they didn't complete the story for Deus Ex. I don't know. I have never played Deus Ex. Kenny has. I haven't. I just hear good things about it. But that's what I've been hearing around the, whenever people talk about the flop that is the Avengers game.
Wow. And that's crazy. So it's when you want to see Square bounce from this, and you know, they've been kind of quiet with the DLC and what's coming with next with the game, if they're going to try to fix it, or if it's just going to be, you know, chalked up for what it is. But there's a lot of games coming out that is probably just, people are just going to forget about it, especially with the new systems. Modern Warfare, not Modern Warfare, but Black Ops Cold War coming out today.
And, Cold War.
And then just Cyberpunk coming out next month. So it just seems Square Enix.
Yeah, they went quiet about the upgrade for Avengers.
They really were.
So. They haven't talked about it.
So don't bet on there being one. So that might be it. But speaking of Cold War, we know that Kenny is known for his Warzone updates. And we think with now that Cold War is going to be out, we might start getting some again eventually with some some Warzone, because Cold War is out. And guys, I was doing this project this week with my kids, my middle schoolers, and we were making parodies, right? So we make musical parodies. And they had to take a subject and make their own song. So we took Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, just kind of introduced them to parodies. And they had to make a parody of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So we did one as a class. I said, let's pick a theme, guys. And so, of course, all the boys want to do one on games, right? They want to do games. And I say, okay, well, let's be broad. Let's make it like board games. Because not everybody plays video games. So, of course, the guys just start saying everything about Call of Duty. Now, oh, could be Call of Duty. All right, yo, he's talking about all the guns, the AKs, and all these different type of guns. And I'm like, okay, guys, let's back up off. It comes out Friday. Y'all getting it? I'm like, guys, let's go to school. Yo, yeah, I already got my pre-order. Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah, this kid.
These kids were ready for some Cold War. So I know they're not doing no homework on a Friday night. They are up playing Cold War right now. And so make a long story short, we ended up making a parody about Cold War.
The kids won.
Exactly.
I definitely want to hear this one.
Play for the pod.
Oh man. Yeah. I'll try to have that one up for us next week. And it was actually pretty good. But so Cold War's coming out. So I think we talked about it offline that we might try getting it, and maybe we'll all have our own type of Warzone updates, or maybe a zombie update with that. Mm-hmm. So that should be pretty cool. Yeah, so it's another week, guys. Another week means another week of Monster Hunter news, guys. 2020.
My favorite. My favorite segment.
Is so as we know, Monster Hunter the movie is coming out in December. Still don't know how this movie's coming out. Anytime you read about this movie, it says it's coming to theaters in December. And I can never remember the date, but it's not going to be in theaters. It's not going to. That's how you know this movie is going to be bad. It's not coming to theaters. I was just at a mall the other day. The theater's lights were closed. You would not even know the theater was there if you didn't look up. This movie is not going to be in the theaters. So it's going to be on demand. And now, if it couldn't even get any worse, an interview with the writer, Paul Anderson, came out this week that he loves Monster Hunter, but he can only use about 5 or 6 monsters in a movie.
In a movie?
In a movie.
Is that a rule, or is that just his thing?
I think.
No, he's implying he's going to make another series of Monster Hunter movies.
That's
what it is. He's already working on a script for for Monster Hunter 2. He's already working on the universe centered around Monster. So that means multiple movies where he can use So the trailer we got a few weeks ago pretty much showed 5 monsters, right? Rathalos, Diablos,
yeah, Diablos,
Gormagala. I think we have the spider one that I can't remember the name. And I hope they're not talking about the little smaller ones. I hope they're actually talking about like the big name monsters that you actually have to hunt. But he says he can only use 5 or 6 in one movie. Like, that doesn't even sound like it's going to be something worth even looking at to just see.
Yeah, if he was smart, he would do self-contained movies.
He would.
That way you could start fresh every time. Instead of that horrible, horrible trap that we got with the Resident Evil movies, where every movie was centered on his wife.
Yeah.
No, stop. Please.
Oh no, he's gonna keep them coming. He's gonna keep them coming. every few years, we're gonna have a new Monster Hunter movie, and Mila Djokovic is somehow gonna survive everyone and continue to save us from monster kind.
That implies she's going to be stuck in the monster world, or they're going to fuse the worlds together.
Oh, you know they're going to fuse them together. That happens all the time. The first one, they always go to the monster world, and then the second one, somehow a rip in the dimension happens, and the monsters come to our world. You know, we've seen this played out many a times, right? And then the humans and the monsters and the whole city have to work together to beat the monsters. And then the third one, they all just get warped to a completely different island or something. You know, he's working on this. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be bad.
I already hate him.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with this. I really don't think it's coming out in theaters. I really don't think it's coming out in theaters at all.
I mean, it could come out in theaters, but we won't be in the theaters.
We won't be in the theaters. We'll be, well, we're not going to tell you where we'll be. We're not going to tell you how we're going to watch it, but we will see it. We will watch it.
I mean, it could be overseas theaters.
That's true.
That is true. I think things are over. Because
America is unique in the COVID handling.
That's true. It could, it probably will be overseas because Demon Slayer is killing the box office overseas. So...
Well, didn't you say sometimes they make movies geared for overseas market?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We are not the primary moneymaker. If you didn't know that, now you know. America, we do not make the primary box office for all the movies.
Oh, no. That is not us.
It's always the foreign market.
Yep. And that's what's going to happen with this.
I had numbers for you guys, but that was weeks ago. So I can't quote you no more.
But no, you're completely correct because... Monster Hunter, I don't think it's going to make money over here, but overseas, it probably will do well. You know, because that's where that market is for this game is. Yep. But I feel like if they just had a better director and maybe replace Mila Jovovich with like a Angelina Jolie. You know, might do a little better. Oh man, we should do that next week. Just kind of
start our career again.
Exactly.
A lot of retirement.
Make our dream Monster Hunter movie. Speaking of which, before we go, this should be a new segment too. Each week, Vic has a new game that he plays. Sometimes it's the same game, sometimes it's a different game. So Vic, what's the game this week that you're playing?
I'm playing Project D.Va.
Project D.Va, rhythm game, right?
Yeah.
Really good rhythm game. We're gonna have probably next week we'll do our rhythm game segment because we had a good talk about our past with rhythm games, which was really fun. I completely forgot to say that you all were probably listening and probably expecting a guest today. That was supposed to be last week too. Southside Supply. Again, conflict and schedule. He'll come one day. Come one day and join us on the
busy man.
He's a busy guy. He's in high in supply. It's hard to get that man. But go follow on Instagram at Southside Supply. He has some great stuff up there. Follow us on Instagram at Diamond of Truth on all your social platforms. And next week we will have a guest next week, I promise you. Cousin of mine who's gonna come on with a new segment and talk about some different games and anime as well too. So Kenny, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
So where's Henny at today?
That's actually in my room.
Thanks for listening to the Diamond of Truth podcast.
We just talk right there.
All right, Kenny, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be cheek to cheek.